You've heard of open source software. Linux is perhaps the best known example. But what about open source hardware? It's not a new idea, but it's now in New Hampshire proving itself valuable to one of the town of Merrimack's biggest employers. Here with the details is David Brooks. He's a columnist for the Nashua Telegraph and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, for the uninitiated, tell us, what is open source hardware?
Open source hardware is pretty much like open source software. Open source software has been the idea that you get people together to brainstorm and develop software products and then make them freely available to anybody else to use for commercial or non-commercial reasons as they like, depending on kind of the details. Open source hardware is the same idea. The idea was first floated by some folks at Facebook who were frustrated by the difficulty of getting a lot of the really boring components that are necessary for large-scale online companies, things like servers and switches and even cables and things like that, and getting quite what they wanted. So they said, well, let's get together with some other companies that have the same needs and develop at least standards so that manufacturers, you know, the Dells and Ciscos and all that, HPs of the world, will have some idea of what to make. So that was created. It's called Open Compute Project, OCP, and it ended up signing up a bunch of big companies like Google, Microsoft, but also a number of large financial firms like Bank of America and Fidelity Investments, which is a major player in New Hampshire. They have a huge campus in Merrimack with several thousand employees, and they were one of the initial companies to sign on. And for the same reason, because they have big computing needs. They own these large server farms which hold lots and lots of data, need to crunch it and process it quickly and cheaply, and that's essential to their daily business. So if they can get this stuff that's better and frankly cheaper, then they're happy.
With open source software, though, you know, ones and zeros are easy to replicate for free. That's not a problem. But hardware, that's physical, real-world stuff, right? I mean, so how would companies like Fidelity and Facebook and Google actually get this stuff? Would it be donated or?
What the OCP is they develop standards. They say, well, listen, what we need is, you know, our storage systems that can handle this kind of data at this speed and with these kind of connections and fits in this kind of space. And they make the standards available for other companies to build them, and then we say, if you build them, we'll buy them. So, hey, folks, you know, you got all these customers that want to buy this product with these standards, so go ahead and make it, and you'll have these guaranteed sales. So other folks build them, and then the OCP members buy it. So I talked to Eric Wells, who's Vice President of Data Center Services for Fidelity, and he said part of what has happened as a result of OCP is that now other companies are entering this business of manufacturing equipment because the standards are available. And by other companies, I suspect he means, you know, probably Chinese firms that can do it more cheaply than the brand name products of the world. So there's actually some financial benefit to businesses as well.
So the financial benefit essentially manifests itself in the form of savings. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's certainly a lot of it. Here's what we want, and it's going to be cheaper. But all savings and operations, because the stuff in theory will be more efficient. It'll do only what they want. Eric Wells talked about how, you know, commercial products, the companies make them. They want to sort of maximize the possible customers, so they put various different options into their service storage, that kind of stuff, that the Fidelities of the world may not want. So they may actually interfere with their operation. So they can get machines to do exactly what they want, presumably made for slightly less, and that fit exactly their needs, so their operating costs are lower.
None of the extra stuff, in short, that they would have to pay for, but they wouldn't have used.
Certainly, that's the idea. There is a knockoff, or at least Eric Wells told me there's sort of an added benefit to the OCP, which is the open culture aspect of it, which has long been one of the appeals of open software. It's not just that you get to make cool stuff and it's cheap and easy, but that you have this sort of sharing environment and sort of the essence of geekdom, if you will. And there's some of that, I guess, involved with the OCP, is you send your engineers who tend to only work within the company system, you send them to the OCP and they're hanging out with, you know, game designers who also have enormous needs for data crunching and other companies like that. And so there's a flow of ideas as well. That's a sort of a secondary benefit of participating in a project like this.
Tell us about the rack that's been designed for this open source hardware project.
And this shows how it was kind of a boring aspect of it and how many boring things are important. Is Fidelity helped particularly developed a rack, which is basically the frames that hold all these lots and lots of computers, the servers or storage systems. that hold them, and so make it so you can easily swap them out if there's a problem, so you can easily get access to them with cables and things like that. So rack design, which is about as dull as you can get in computing, is really important. If you're handling with thousands of these things, a good rack design can speed things up and make things cheaper. And so Fidelity actually helped develop one. So there's their own sort of open hardware rack design. In fact, I suggested in my column that because Linux has the penguin known as Tux, it's sort of the symbol, the mascot of the open source movement. There's no mascot for the open hardware movement, that they should have Racky, the Fidelity Investment Server Rack. So far, nobody's taken me up on that idea, but I figure any day now.
You'll get the phone call soon.
It'll be an internet meme before you know it.
David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a columnist with the Nashua Telegraph and a writer at the website known for being an open source of knowledge on science and technology at graniteGeek.org.